Day 20. But deliver us from the evil one. Congratulations, it's your 20th day. May I pray for you right now? My Father, you're the one who delivers us from the evil one. Thank you for being here, so close to my friend who's seeking you in prayer right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, hell trembles and the enemy must flee. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You're now entering into the presence of your Heavenly Father. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus taught us to pray that we'd be delivered from the evil one. Other versions say from evil. Being delivered from evil means being delivered from Satan. It is absolutely certain that we have an enemy. He comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus came so that his sheep would have life and life more abundantly. The Bible compares the enemy of our souls to a predator. Stay alert. Watch out for your greater enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. 1 Peter 5:8. It also states that with faith, you can quench all of his fiery darts. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all of the fiery darts of the wicked one. Ephesians 6:16. Declare aloud with me, he who is in me, Jesus, is greater than he who is in the world. Satan has no part in my life. Jesus is with me. As the Bible says, in this way, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross. Colossians 2:15. With the word of God, I declare, I humble myself before God. I resist the devil, and he will flee from me. According to James 4, verse 7. Let's take a few moments to thank Jesus and glorify him for his victory over the devil. Being delivered from evil also means being delivered from the evils that attack us. Sickness, suffering, fear, anxiety, negative thoughts. Bring to the Lord the evil that's attacking you, or even sometimes eating away at you. The Bible says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:6-7. God, your Father, is giving you his peace right now. Thank him for his peace. Being delivered from evil also means being delivered from the desire for revenge. Revenge, in other words, is paying back evil with evil. The Bible says never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Romans 12:17. And again, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12:21. Tell the Lord that you're not going to be overcome by evil, but with his help, you're going to overcome evil with good. For the next few minutes, as we listen to the song Break Every Chain by Tasha Cobbs, let's proclaim that there is delivering, chain-breaking power in the name of Jesus. Declare today that you're delivered from all evil, like King David who said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Take a moment to listen to God, who delivers you from every form of evil and speaks to you in silence. As we finish, let's pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Congratulations. Throughout this day, remember that when we submit, humble ourselves before God, and resist the devil, he flees. Write down what came to mind during the time of silence, extending this time of listening if you'd like. I'll see you tomorrow for the 21st day. May your day be a day of victory in his presence.